There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
This is Drive Live. Get in touch with the show.
Text us on 4001.
It's the number to use if you want to win the Scouting for Girls tickets. They're going to be at Dubai Opera on October the 20th. Now, the question today, names of the boys, men, gentlemen, males in the band, whoever you think they are, whatever level of life they're at. Is it A, Colin, Nigel and Dave? Is it B, Roy, Greg and Peter? Or is it C, Kevin, Andrew and Gary?
I'm sorry. Chris started laughing and then I started laughing. Sorry.
Oh, dear. It is either A, B or C.
You came up with that mechanic.
Michelle Loxton, of course.
It's a Thursday.
It is. But you know what? If you want to go and see them, A, B or C, you could do what, Sewell, I think, has texted in.
No, don't encourage people to do that.
I'm not encouraging. I'm just saying, just cover all your bases. Just text in three texts. Put A, B or C on
that.
Each of them.
Do not do that. Just text in the answer that you think it is.
Yeah, nothing like a bit of cheating on a Thursday. It's the weekend. You're allowed to. Chris McCarty, how the devil are you?
I'm very well, thank you. A little tired. It's been a long week, but very good. Thank you very much, Tim, or Tom, as it was a couple of days ago. And looking forward to another busy weekend of sport, it seems. Club football is back, so I'm a little excited about that. The trials and tribulations of Scotland, we park that to one side and we get back into the tribalism of some club football.
Do you know, it's, one thing about the Scotland thing, Gordon Strachan, Scotland manager, talking about genetics. I found that a bit of an odd
thing. Needs to give me a call if he's looking for some big men, because I could go in goals. And
Well, you played in goal before, haven't you?
I have played in goal.
That is actually your position, isn't it?
It is. My position. It talks as if I'm someone who's played the game at the ultimate highest level. That isn't the case. I've played youth football with Aberdeen, but of youth football with Elgin City as well, so that's my level.
Did you know
he's just quit?
Who? Breaking news, is it?
Gordon Strachan's just left his position as Scotland manager by mutual consent.
That's big breaking
news. You know, when it's mutual consent, you always know it isn't.
Yeah, don't. Off you go. But the genetic comment I thought was a little bit odd.
It is odd, given the fact that Spain, who aren't exactly the lands of the giants, dominated world football between 2008, won the World Cup in 2010, and then backed up that European Championship win in 2008 by winning it in 2012. And they are one of the most diminutive sides in world football. I think Gordon was stretching a little there, pardon the pun. And he looked for an excuse. That was the one he rolled out, and he's taken the decision, big breaking news in the past few moments that Natalie's just delivered, to walk away from the Scotland manager's job. Interesting who replaces him now. I'm going to throw this name out there. Scotland fans, any Scottish fans and Scottish individuals listening tonight might recoil in horror with this name. David Moyes.
Oh, come on.
Potentially, job. I suppose. Yeah. Okay, would take no nonsense. And at that level, you got to be firm, have you not? You've got to be the boss.
You do. You do indeed. And you need to pick those players up, because they will be devastated by their failure to reach the World Cup. The chance was there for them to at least get a victory over in Slovenia to book a playoff spot. They didn't do that. And unfortunately, Scotland's long wait for a major tournament appearance goes on, he says through gritted teeth.
I don't want to be rude to England fans, because I'm from England, but at least the consolation is, you know, England won't win it.
Well, that's, you know, touch wood, having said that now, because you've maybe just tempted fate for us. But the good news is that Iceland have probably got a better chance.
350,000 population. That really is a story. So look, Sports Tonight, can I start there? Because am I right in saying you have a legend on this
evening? We do, yes. Finishing off the week with another legend. We started the week in conversation with Mike Phillips, the Wales and British and Irish Lions legend. We finish this evening with a real insightful interview. I'm really looking forward to playing out this evening. It is an interview with Sir Graham Henry, the man that led the All Blacks to World Cup success back in 2011. Myself and Robbie were joined by Sir Graham earlier this morning. He is in Dubai at the Long Lunch, looking ahead to the Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens. We were very fortunate enough to get 45 minutes, myself, Robbie and Graham, and we delve into the psyche of the greatest, not only the greatest rugby side in the world, in the All Blacks. I believe they are the greatest sporting entity in the world as well. And it's about how they came to being in terms of their success, because let's not forget there were chokers back 2007, certainly, bowed out in the World Cup to France. Before that as well, they had their trials and tribulations, and it's just the journey that he took the All Blacks on. It is an enlightening, an illuminating listen. I truly mean that. Not that me and Robbie did any of the heavy lifting. It is all Sir Graham. He opens up. There's a few anecdotes in there as well. Well well worth a listen. Whether you're Kiwi, you love rugby, whether if you're just a sports lover, tune in from 7 this evening.
And if we can just look at the cricket ahead of looking at the one days between Sri Lanka and Pakistan.
Yes.
Just wanted to say Ben Stokes put out a statement saying, I will say a bit more. I'm allowed to.
Yeah, that's just breaking news as well. His agent coming out to say that Ben Stokes will approach the subject of what has gone on, because an awful lot has gone on in the life of Ben Stokes over the course of the past few weeks. Many of us have seen the video. It doesn't make for good watching at all. It's deplorable, his actions. I think we can safely say that. And he's come out to say when the time is right, he will come out and try and, whether he can justify them, I don't think so, but he will come out and try and put the wrongs that he's done over the past few weeks right.
Well, it's a place in an important team at an important time, isn't it? It is the loss of a sponsorship. Is it New Balance?
Yes, New Balance have backed away. They've said that they are terminating their relationship with Ben Stokes. So he's been hit in the pocket, and he may be hit professionally as well, because I think the ECB and England will lean towards leaving him at home for the Ashes because of the grave nature of what he's been involved in, and those scenes speak for themselves. And Ben Stokes got an awful lot to do to get back into the good books of England and for the public at large, because he's let himself and he's let his teammates down.
Let's go to a more favourable cricketing story then. Cricket this weekend, and it is the one day, isn't it?
Pakistan-Sri Lanka kick things off 3 p.m. down at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium tomorrow. Pakistan looking to get back to winning ways after that first test defeat on UAE soil, so I'm sure the boys there will look to try and make hay and get a 1-0 lead in the best of five ODI series. And then later on in the day as well, if you love your cricket, and I know many of you do, a lot of you will be tuning in to India against Australia, the third T20 over in Hyderabad. That one gets underway at 5:30. So yeah, if you love your cricket, it's a day for either up, buy some tickets and get up to the stadium, or just sit on the sofa and watch it all.
When it comes to this last topic, Chris, I don't have any breaking news to steal your thunder with, I'm afraid.
It's fine.
Sorry. but there's been some quite serious allegations, match-fixing allegations in particular, over that Peru-Colombia match.
Indeed, yes. Radamel Falcao has come out. I say come out. He has hinted at the fact that perhaps there was... You're unconvinced by it, Tim. You were the one that kind of put me in the picture with this a little earlier today. Falcao was essentially a little word, and it suited them, both Colombia and Peru, a draw. It ended up 1-1, and I did say the controversial nature of the equaliser, whereby it was an indirect free kick. Guerrero of Peru took the free kick straight at goal. Had David Ospina in the Colombia goal just left it, the free kick would have been awarded to Colombia. However, he did touch the ball, and by touching the ball as it went into the back of the net, it meant the goal stood, and both nations incredibly happy with a 1-1 draw.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, they do. You know that thing they do now, and they kind of
they all cover their mouths,
the cup over the mouth. And I mean, that was happening. But this is so. Radamel Falcao said, "Well, yeah, but no, yeah," and you think yes. Peru midfielder Renato Tapia said the Colombia players approached us about the draw and that his side managed the game as we needed to. In the last 5 minutes, the Colombians approached us. They knew what the situation was in the other games. That's what he told Pan Americana TV. I mean, there's something there. It's not.
I mean, it's,
but it is at the
it,
same
it is.
Time.
I know exactly where you're going with this. I guess the only saving grace is that it wasn't coming before the match. It's come with the last 5 minutes,
sure,
where teams are a little bit more conservative. You can understand why some team wouldn't look to overexert themselves in the search for a winner, because these are high stakes involved. And you can understand a few of the players just saying, wait a minute, guys, if we both don't concede here and this one finishes 1-1, then I think that's just human nature. Had that been before kickoff, then there might be one or two bigger issues to face. But given the fact, the final few moments, we are all human. It's
and it
fair.
Does things like that spread around the stadium very quickly. It's not, you know, it's not even a case of whispering. You can get a vibe of what's going on from the crowd as well. So I mean, it's hard to.
It's between a rock and a hard place. If you go out for the goal, the winning goal in a game, you might leave yourself open to the counter-attack and then conceding a goal. So, I mean, I'm for one second, I am not going to hold anything against them in those final stages. It's to get into the FIFA World Cup. Mm. You are where you are at the end of a campaign. You deserve to be where you are. And in the case of Peru and Colombia, I don't think Chile can complain. If Chile go to Brazil and win, then they take that nonsense away from them and it's in their own hands. They didn't do that, Chile. They've not been good enough over their campaign. and Peru now go into that playoff with New Zealand for a place in next summer's World Cup finals for Colombia. They'll be there.
I still think if I was Chilean now, I'd still be thinking, hold on a minute, the coffee's not tasting as sweet today as it was yesterday. It's one of those situations. But fair point, Chris. So let's finish off with the last word for today. This is a headline from...
a newspaper.
Okay, that'll do.
The last word.
Child forced to stand on bus as last space was taken by a...
Was he hitting somebody with it? Was he
upset? I don't know why it sounded like that. I'm sorry. But a child forced to stand on bus as last space was taken by...
Yoda. I like that. That's
Yoda.
Good.
What are you going for, Chris?
I will go with a goat. Roger
okay.
Federer.
Okay, fine. If you have a better answer, please do text in 4001 via the free messaging app. Yeah, if you can beat a goat or Yoda, please do text in.
If you have
save
a better
me.
Answer.
Save me.
Who hasn't got a better answer is probably a better phrasing of that question. Chris McCarty for the sport. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.